As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Well, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a Show Me Showdown. We got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's a revolution in the air. Be a part of it, won't you? And welcome to our Monday, Moonday, August the 1st, 2011. August 1st, 2011, two-hour broadcast to become vocal local. Wow. The summer is flying by. Coming to you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts. Hope you had a great weekend. Always good news, hard facts, and workable solutions for you each and every day. If you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you most certainly are not alone. But you are in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game. Be a part of today's broadcast. You can log on and bookmark becomevocallocal.com to engage in our chat room discussion, or you can pick up the phone, call throughout the broadcast. For those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area, you may call in at area code 512 conspiracy, right? 904-8014 to join me live on air and from around America and around the world. You can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. Your calls are certainly welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email. A lot of email over the weekend at bvlhost@centurytel.net. bvlhost@centurytel.net. Lots of interesting things happening in the background. And for those without internet access listening by any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts, Post Office Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Again, that's P.O. Box 96, small town America, Exeter, Mo., 65647. A big shout out to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri, reallibertymedia.com, channel 16, and talkstreamlive.com. Thank you, gentlemen, for broadcasting. Become vocal local to your local listening audiences. Our calling number remains 866-841-1065. Your calls are certainly welcome. And that website is becomevocallocal.com. Just jump in the chat room. And to find all of our archives neatly stashed away for your listening convenience, you can go to the oraclebroadcasting.com homepage and follow the links. Precious metals open lower as the debt debate nears the end and investors seek risk. Yeah, what a zoo that has been. Summer drags on. There's no relief in sight for global economic stagnation. That's going to make up most of the news basket today. The new world of Henry St. Simon, the new world religion, communal ghosts, and all that stuff. In our philosophically radical discussion today as well, we'll take your calls throughout the broadcast. Let's look at our market report for this morning, Monday, August the 1st, 2011. After trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, found gold trading down $9.30 at $1,617.90 a troy ounce. Silver off 61 cents at $39.29 an ounce. Platinum up $20 at $1,795 in the spot market, and palladium up 16 at $842 an ounce. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market this morning, $1,610.90 for a low, which ain't too low, $1,621.70 for a high at $1,617.90. Your gold is up year to year $436.10 for a 36.91% return on your investment. If you need more good news than that, I can't help you. The London gold fix this morning. The boys in London set the price at $1,613.50. It's been trading above that for most of the morning. The SPDR gold shares overnight, over the weekend, added 0.61 metric tons to their electronic treasure chest. They claim this morning to be holding 1,263.58 metric tons, valued on Straight Street at $66.1 billion. We'll be right back.
Hey, how's that Franken food working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a Failed Economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a Failed Economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Across the sands of time, from the lands of Abraham to the lands of Julius Caesar, the meadows of the earth were forged into the coin of the realm. Now you can own a piece of history with affordable ancient coins from the Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine eras. Guaranteed authentic by Janus Numismatics. Transport yourself to the distant past at TrustedCoins.com. That's TrustedCoins.com.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Moon Day, August the 1st, the first day of August 2011, to our broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming at you live right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com, right back into our market report. Let's put this one behind us again. Gold, as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, trading off $9.30. Yeah, a little bit of a pullback there after the debt debacle came to a little bit of a head there late in the night. I was up very late last night following that, and everybody was sending me emails, you know, really concerned about the price of gold going down, but I think it's just going to be a dip. Just watched it go right back up again. Anyway, gold off $9.30 at $16.1790. Silver off 61 cents at $39.29. Platinum up 20 bucks at $17.95. And palladium up 16 at $842 an ounce. The Dow Jones Industrial Average on Friday closed down 97 points. Where it'll go today is anyone's guess. They closed out at 12,143. The NASDAQ closed down 10 at 2756. And the S&P was off 8 at 1292 on Friday. Crude oil this morning up $1.60. at $97.30 for those 42-gallon barrels of light sweet crude oil, for light sweet crude. West Texas Intermediate delivered as they is at the Cushing Hub in Oklahoma. U.S. dollar index this morning off 3 basis points at 73.71. Slight impact in the foreign exchange rates this morning. The Canadian loonie up 31 basis points at $1.05. U.S. Mexican peso up 37 at 9 cents. U.S. the euro up 1. At $1.44, the British pound off 35 basis points at $1.64, and the Swiss franc Strong move upward this morning again, up 29 basis points at $1.28 U.S. Cerunis. Wow. That one just continues to climb. In the bond market this morning, the U.S. Treasuries, our bonded indebtedness, the yield on the 2 years at 0.36, the 10-year yield at benchmark 2.82, and the 30-year at 4.16. 15-year fixed-rate mortgages on a national average moved down from 3.70% a month ago to 3.58 this morning. 30-year down from 4.53 to 4.47. Your prime rate locked in stone at 3.25%. Your gold to silver ratio is going to take you 41.19 ounces of silver to bring home 1 ounce of gold. Let's go into the AM Kitco Metals Roundup and get Jim Wyckoff's take on things. Gold, COMEX gold futures, prices are trading moderately lower on Monday morning. Yeah. Moderately, but that's not too big. $9. We've seen much more than that. We're going to see a lot worse than that in the days and months coming ahead. Following a tentative agreement reached Sunday, late, regarding the extending a U.S. debt limit and reducing the federal deficit. Well, if you've read the details, it's pretty flaccid, if you ask me. But we anticipated that. It's a risk back on in the marketplace. So people are moving away from the safe haven of gold and silver and looking for a little bit more risk. Of course, that's insanity, but we'll let them have it, at least temporarily, he said. As the stock and commodity markets are rallying in the wake of the apparent U.S. debt deal. Not much of a deal. Like I said, pretty flaccid. We give that one about a limp. Anyway, that's bearish for the safe haven precious metals. December gold last traded down $9.90 at $1,621.30 an ounce. Spot gold last traded down $8.80 at $1,619. December COMEX silver last traded down 0.661 at $39.47 an ounce. The tentative deal between the U.S. House and Senate still has to be ratified. But it appears the major hurdles were cleared during the weekend, while most traders and investors believed a debt limit hike agreement would eventually be reached before the U.S. government defaulted on its payments. We've been saying that all along. I haven't even been covering the story. I mean, it's just all theater, right? The marketplace last week did become extra anxious. Most felt the deal needed to be reached among U.S. lawmakers by Monday, or the markets would become very stressed. Well, hell, these markets have been stressed for years. Of course, the marketplace always has to have some worry in the front burner. Now, there is worry that ratings agencies will downgrade the U.S. credit rating anyway. And so with all the anyways, that's Wyckoff's take on things. This morning in the economy calendar, not too much happening. Monday, the ISM Manufacturing Index will be out, and it is out now. I haven't gone there yet. Construction spending is out there. Let's just see if we can pick up anything new on that one right now and take a look and see what we got. Now we're still dealing with highlights, and we'll wait for later in the broadcast and come back to that. This week's going to be a little bit interesting. Tuesday, tomorrow morning, motor vehicle sales will be out. The ICS Goldman store sales will be out. Redbook will be out. Personal income and outlays Wednesday. The employment report will be out. Challenger job cut will be out. And the mortgage purchase applications report will be out. So all those things are going to impact the midweek for us. The jobless claims, of course, will be out on Thursday and Friday. They've got the employment situation and the consumer credit. So we'll see whether we can end on an up note or a downtick on Friday. Let's go into the news basket quickly. Not too much in the news. It's pretty blasé. Volunteer towns, get this one now. Volunteer towns sought for nuclear waste sites, panel says. I'll tell you what, you better get your vocal cords ready in case your town council gets stupid. All right, Brian Wingfield writing this one for Bloomberg, July 29th. U.S. communities should be encouraged to vie for federal nuclear waste sites. Can you just see them all just crowding to get to the head of that line? I can't. As a way to end a decades-long dilemma over disposing of spent radioactive fuel, a commission established by the usurper said, quote, a consent-based approach. It's always the same, folks. It's always voluntary compliance. It's your consent, you know. You sign your signature on the bottom. You create that contract. You create that debt. But a consent-based approach is consensus meetings. Will help cut costs and end delays caused when the federal government picks a site over the objections of local residents. Time to become vocal local. Get ready. The Blue Ribbon Commission on America's nuclear future said today in a draft report to the Energy Secretary Stephen Chu, quote, This means encouraging communities to volunteer. Damn, they don't learn. To be considered to host a new nuclear waste management facility. That's going to go really good on the business card. The commission said in an executive summary of its final draft report. How can you have a final draft report? The 15-member commission set up by the usurper in 2010 is weighing options for disposing of waste from U.S. nuclear power plants. Well, at least they're not loading it on board Boeing cargo planes and flying over America, dumping it out on all of us. They should do the $100 bills instead. Chu named the panelists after the usurper canceled plans to build a permanent repository at Nevada's Yucca Mountain. I've been hearing about Yucca Mountain my whole life, it seems. Of course, Harry Reid, he's always standing in the way there. The panel recommended that a new federal corporation run the disposal program. Watch out. Another new federal corporation. What's that going to be like? The Federal Reserve? Taking over the task from the Energy Department, it also called for designating permanent and interim storage sites, supporting research, and overhauling the Nuclear Waste Fund, which has $24.6 billion from fees paid by utilities. The record of the Energy Department and the government has not inspired confidence or trust in our nation's nuclear waste management program. The report said, and there's reasons for that. TEPCO says the highest radiation yet is detected at the Fukushima Daiichi facility. TEPCO said it detected the highest radiation to date within the grounds of its crippled Fukushima plant. And that's all they had to say. We'll be right back.
Introducing the world's first and only Swiss Gold Savings Plan, specifically designed to be simple and affordable for families worldwide. This is the best way to trade rapidly depreciating paper money for gold. Our product is 999.9% fine Kinnebar-grade gold ingots, refined in weights as small as 0.5 gram, and embedded into a protective card. Finally, everybody can afford to protect themselves with gold. And, best of all, you now have a zero-cost, zero-obligation, once-in-a-lifetime golden opportunity to earn true wealth by sharing this plan with others. Until now, available only to the Europeans, the program has just opened in the U.S. and Canada and is experiencing explosive growth. When you have everything to gain and nothing to lose, you owe it to yourself to at least check it out. For full details, please go to www.swissgoldbythegram.com or click on our banner ad on the oraclebroadcasting.com website. They say timing is everything, and your timing is perfect.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the Internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the oraclebroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Now, with the Oracle Broadcasting Android application, you can take Oracle with you on the go. Download the app at OracleBroadcasting.com.
And back into the news basket quickly. Funds lift bullish commodity bets to six-week high as silver holdings jump. Elizabeth Campbell writing this when newsy news. Off of Bloomberg, funds lifted bets on commodity prices to a six-week high after traders snapped up raw materials as alternative assets amid the escalating U.S. debt crises. That's right. Speculators raised their net long positions in 18 commodities by 10,063 futures and options contracts to 1.27 million in the weekend of July 26. Government data compiled by Bloomberg shows. That's the highest since June the 14th. Silver holdings rose for a fourth straight week, and bullish sugarcane bets climbed to the highest since February of 2010. Standard & Poor's spot index climbed 2.6% in July, ending a two-month decline. S&P 500 index dropped more than 2% last month on concern that the U.S. economy will falter as lawmakers remain deadlocked on raising the debt ceiling before a default blood on. Long sentence. Well done, honey. Investors in many disciplines have been investing in commodities and precious metals of late in response to loose and accommodative monetary policy around the world, as well as uncertainty surrounding debt and budgetary issues both in Europe and the United States. Miguel Gugino, who helps manage about $114 billion at permanent portfolio funds in San Francisco, said in a telephone interview, I wonder how much he paid Bloomberg to get his name in this article, gold for immediate delivery reached an all-time high of $1,632.80 on July the 29th, advancing 8.5% last month on concern among investors that sovereign debt crises in the U.S. and Europe may derail the global economic recovery. And it goes on, talks about silver and oil and everything else. Let's go over here. Not a good story for Allstate. You know, safe hands in Allstate. Well, guess again, Allstate posts its first loss in 2 years on tornadoes, and it's going to shut its bank unit. This one by Noah Buhager, writing for Bloomberg, newsy news. Allstate, the second largest U.S. home and auto insurer, posted its first quarterly loss in more than 2 years as tornadoes led to a surge in claims costs. Yeah, I've been waiting for these shoes to drop. The second quarter net loss of $620 million, or $1.19 a share, compares with profits of $145 million, or 27 cents a year earlier. The Northbrook, Illinois-based insurer said today in a statement the operating loss, which excludes some investment results, was $1.23 a share, beating by 35 cents the average estimate of 21 analysts surveyed by Bloomberg. What's the rest of the story? Chairman and Chief Executive Officer Thomas Wilson, 53, last month announced the departure of the head of Allstate's main business after catastrophe losses, that would be your cat bonds, etc., in the quarter ballooned to more than $2 billion. The most disclosed by any publicly traded U.S. insurer, tornadoes in April and May demolished parts of Tuscaloosa, Alabama, and killed more than 150 people in Joplin, Missouri, just a little ways north of me. Whenever you have these kinds of storms, you're going to have large losses at Allstate. Paul Newsom, an analyst at Sandler O'Neill and Partners LP, said before the results were announced, quote, they're overwhelmingly a personal lines company, so you would expect that they would have the largest exposure. All right? Personal lines company. You know, safe hands with Allstate. Everybody's got Allstate, right? He rates Allstate now a hold. Allstate has declined 13% this year through July the 29th, while the Standard & Poor's 500 index climbed 2.8%. The insurer has been profitable every quarter since reporting a $274 million net loss for the period ended in March of 2009. Tornado damage Catastrophe costs in the second quarter were $2.34 billion, compared with $636 million a year earlier. Allstate lost 23.3 cents for every premium dollar in its property and liability coverage unit, compared with a gain of 3.2 cents a year earlier, using the so-called underlying ratio, which excludes items such as catastrophes. The company made 12.5 cents for every premium dollar in its second quarter. More than 1,600 tornadoes have been reported for this year so far, compared with 1,282 in all of 2010. According to the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, storms in the U.S. contributed to $14.7 billion in direct insured losses to the property in the second quarter. ISO, a unit of Verisic, and the analytics said in a June 22nd statement, well, things not looking too good for Allstate, all right? Not looking good over there. Debt cutters ignore the El Irian growth denominator to detriment of economy. What's this all about? Rich Miller and Simon Kennedy writing this one for Bloomberg. U.S. and European policymakers arguing about budget deficits. I mean, that's all you have heard. As I said earlier, I have not reported on this dog and pony show. You know that they're just going to continue to throw money over their shoulder. It's the Keynesian School of Economics and their money junkies. And debt may be falling to combat the other plague on their economies, sluggish growth. See, it's the problem, sluggish growth, all right? It's not just the debt, it's the sluggish growth. And so we're going to find out a little bit more from El Arian. With the U.S. Treasury set to exhaust its authority to borrow tomorrow, Barry the Usurper said late yesterday that congressional leaders had approved a deal to raise the debt ceiling and cut the deficit, which must be voted on by lawmakers. The austerity drive follows similar conditions, consolidations in Europe, where the countries from Greece to the U.K. have reduced outlays and increased taxes to bring liabilities under control. Lots of words here, right? What officials may also need to execute are the fundamental changes needed on both sides of the Atlantic to make economies function better and thus expand more. In the U.S., the budget squabbles, now how long has it been going on, a month or longer, threaten to hold back growth, making it harder to tackle entrenched unemployment and a battered housing market, said Mohammed El Irian, the chief executive officer of PIMCO. Quote, when you look at the debt burden, there is a numerator and a denominator, all right? This is all the Gazintus. El Arian, whose Newport Beach, California-based firm manages the world's biggest bond fund, said in a phone interview, quote, we may end up creating so much damage to the denominator, which is growth of GDP, that what we do in the numerator, reducing the debt, may end up being insufficient, okay? So rather than being, you know, Mr. Rhetoric, like the usurper's administration and the boner, all right, El Arian here has got his head bent over the table, got his pencil in his hand, his calculator out, and he's going, hey, wait a minute. You stay messing around forgetting about the gross domestic product. Doesn't make any difference what you do with the debt. You're still going to come up insufficient. Healing process? In Europe, the focus on belt tightening has failed to convince investors that the region has put its 22-month-old debt crisis behind it and is now on a path of a, he says here, self-sustaining, broadly shared economic recovery. Quote, a genuine healing process also requires so-called peripheral economies such as Greece to boost their growth potential by overhauling labor markets to make it easier to hire and fire, according to Dirk Schumacher, an economist at Goldman Sachs Group, Inc. in Frankfurt. Quote, structural reforms are an important factor when it comes to assessing the long-term growth outlook of the periphery and thus debt sustainability of governments, he said in an email. Quote, past experience in countries like Germany suggests that reforms can pay off substantially, though it may take a while before the benefits become visible. All right? So a few of the sounder minds are voicing their opinions here on this debt squabble. Obama's proposals, the usurper is championing a grab bag of proposals aimed at doing just that. From the creation of an infrastructure bank, watch out now, from the creation of an infrastructure bank that would use public and private funds, sounds like fascism to me, to finance spending on roads, I'm sure Central will be delighted to hear this, and bridges, to patent law revisions. Well, I guess that's going to stroke Monsanto's back. We'll be right back.
Looking for news and real information? You found it. You found it. This is OracleBroadcasting.com.
With natural and man-made disasters and economic turmoil, if we don't get well prepared, we will most certainly regret it. Much of the storable food available is full of bad fats, salt, sugar, nutrient-poor refined food, and even MSG. In response, EnerHealth Botanicals have created our 40-day, 40-night, 100% organic preparedness pail. It's GMO-free, 10 to 20-year shelf life. The pail contains enough whole food and nutrition for one person to survive well for 40 days and nights, with recipes too. Some of the items need cooking, some can be eaten dry, while some can be soaked and sprouted. The pail includes organic rolled oats, millet, brown rice, green lentils, garbanzo beans, black beans, pinto beans, quinoa, pancake mix, non-fat powdered milk, sprout blend, sprouted sunflower seeds, organic Enerfood, chia seeds, miso powder, and a Cajun spice blend to give some flavor to your meals. This is 100% organic. This is the way to get prepared. Call today, 866-762-9238, or go to enerfood.com.
At hempusa.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And bringing up a sort of a companion view here, that Alan Sinai, president of Decision Economics in New York. Easy for him to say. Said the U.S. and other debt-strapped, slow-growth economies are between a rock and a hard place. Yeah, Alan. I'd say so. Alan Sinai, well. The policies normally prescribed for promoting recovery between a rock and a hard spot. Tax cuts and government spending increases would enlarge the deficit, while the steps needed to reduce debt hurt a risk hurting growth. The answer, he said, may be for the U.S. to overhaul the tax code. Why not just throw the damn thing out? Promoting economic growth through lower rates while sparing the government a loss of revenue by doing away with loopholes and deductions for special interests. Well, that's an idea. Here's another one. He says, quote, we have a growth crisis as well as a deficit crisis. Quote, we need to tackle both the numerator and the denominator of the debt burden. So I guess Alan Sinai and El Arian must add supper together because they're using the same verbiage. Anyway, Jumping on a little further here, congressional leaders agree that the debt limit deal, all right, Nidebacha, interesting name. Oil advanced from a two-week low in New York after the usurper said congressional leaders approved a deal to raise America's debt ceiling. Well, we've heard enough of that. Futures surge as much as 1.9% after the usurper spoke. Well, yeah. It's kind of a relief for the market, said Thina Saltvedt, an analyst at Nordea Bank AB, in a phone interview from Oslo. I wonder if she was wearing a flak jacket. Risk appetite is again increasing, and investors are moving into more risky assets, such as oil and commodities. So we should see everybody back in gold and silver soon. Let's see what else they say. Brent, crude oil for September delivery rose as much as $1.85 to $97.55 a barrel in electronic trading. Brent for September, that's Brent. You know, we have the crude here in the USA and Brent in Europe. Brent for September settlement climbed $1.74 to $118.48 a barrel on the London-based ICE futures. Debt deal. Congressional leaders are sifting through the details of the tentative bipartisan agreement to raise the debt ceiling, preparing to sell the deal to skeptical Republicans and Democrats ahead of possible votes today. And it continues. Prices move sharply higher because of the usurper's speech, said Ken Hasegawa, a commodities derivative sales manager at the brokerage New Edge Group in Tokyo, who predicts oil will trade from $95 to $105 a barrel in the short term. This market can avoid a collapse. The recovery of the global economy and increasing demand for winter fuels will push it higher. So they keep looking back to this petrodollar to bail out our bacon. I don't think so, but that's what they say. Dollar bear bets rise to the highest level since May on debt ceiling impasse. Wow. Allison Bennett and John Dirch, or Dietrich, writing this one collaboratively, Bloomberg. Investors boosted bearish bets on the dollar to the highest level in more than 2 months on concern the political stalemate in Washington raising U.S. debt limit will erode the value of the dollar. You get the idea? It's all over the place. Let's drop that one. Gold coins selling out in Lisbon on big bets. Nicholas Larkin, trusted writer here, August the 1st, Bloomberg. Rui Lola says gold sales at his foreign exchange and coin store in downtown Lisbon almost doubled this year, draining inventories faster than he can replace them. What's happening at the Mundial Agencia de Cambios in the historic center of the capital underscores the global rush from investors seeking refuge from debt and banking crises. Holdings in exchange-traded products backed by gold reached a record of $113 billion on July the 29th. Data compiled by Bloomberg shows Rand Refinery Limited, that's your Kruger Rands, operating the world's biggest refining complex east of Johannesburg, is selling the most Kruger Rands in almost a year. See, those ounces are going out the door rapidly. Purchases accelerated as Greece was bailed out for a second time. U.S. leaders wrangled over borrowing limits and so on and so forth. The ultimate asset bubble, John Paulson, who made a $15 billion betting against subprime mortgages, and we reported on that. Kind of a nasty guy, this John Paulson, but he's bright, I guess. He remains the biggest investor in the largest ETP backed by bullion. Quote, the top of the bubble will be euphoric action, a big accelerated price move, and that's just not the case at the moment, said Charles Morris, who oversees $2.5 billion at HSBC, Global Asset Management in London. Quote, I would expect it to be a very popular asset at its peak, and I don't think we're anywhere near that. We think it's a bull market, and we're on it. Close quote. All right? Just in case you were wondering. Bullion continues. Investors in options on the COMEX gold futures also expect the rally to continue. British sovereigns, Rand Refinery sold about 66,400 ounces of Krugerrands last month, the most since August of 2010. Britain's Royal Mint used 36,219 ounces in the first half, 8.9% more than a year earlier. Quote, people are nervous about the banking system and the euro and believe that investing in gold will help them protect their savings, said Lola, who manages the coin sales at the shop near the Rua do Ouro. Once a center for goldschmieds, working metal brought back from Brazil in the 18th and 19th century. Been there a while. We used to have people, mostly older people and coin collectors, who come here to buy gold coins to offer them as gifts, said the 32-year-old, who sold 643 ounces of coins in the first half. Today, we have them from all ages and walks of life buying. Hope you're paying attention, folks. Special report, this off the Yahoo News, sent in by one of our listeners, Reuters, by Tova Cohen and Ari Rabinovich. Yeah, that's right, not Irish Catholics. Friday, writing this one out of Tel Aviv for Reuters, it took a two-week-long cottage cheese rebellion to get Israelis to question the power of the country's tycoons. Angry about high prices, consumers boy, I don't know why they're angry. We subsidize them for everything they do. Free money. Consumers boycotted the beloved dairy product last month. Have you noticed how hard it is to get cottage cheese in your area? As containers of cottage cheese piled up on supermarket shelves, the country's richest people, I say the world's richest people, became the focus of sort of media attention normally given to politics and homeland security. Newspapers and television stations, which civic groups have long criticized for ignoring the massive concentration of corporate power in a small group of Israeli business groups and families, made the boycott a top story for days. I woke up this morning smeared in cottage cheese. Sounds like a personal thing, almost pornographic. Muzi Wertheim, a business magnate who controls one of the country's largest dairy producers, said during a speech at Tel Aviv University at the peak of the protest, cottage cheese might be just the beginning. Last October, the Israeli government set up a committee to explore the level of competition in the company, in the economy. The committee is expected to present its findings in several weeks. Bank of Israel already says the country has one of the highest concentrations of corporate power in the developed world, and we can only say short of America. Bank of Israel already said the country has one of the highest concentrations of corporate power in the world. Well, so much for that. Let's go into history a little bit, find something more intelligent to discuss. Back to our discussion here, Frank Emmanuel, the new world of Henry St. Simon. Very interesting. St. Simon's philosophy of history, again, did not fully mature until after the Restoration. But his esoteric empire works contained novel reflections, which never again repeated in the same form, were the seed from which his later doctrines flowered. Man before history, a historian. All right? Let's go over here a little bit and get this. Throughout his writings, Claude Henri du Rouvroy Saint-Simon, throughout his writings, the proposition is self-evident that if a man failed to choose the right side in the great conflicts of his time, he would be guilty of the most heinous crime against humanity, for he would thereby be impelling the movement of progress. Impeding the movement of progress. Progress, growth, and change. There's nothing new about it. It's been driving the mental ones for a long, long time. But he comes in here and he says again, if you come out and choose the wrong side of a conflict in your time, you're guilty of the most heinous crime against humanity. There's a lot to that. Of course, over the weekend, I had an opportunity to read a book that I've had in my library for quite some time, never got to it before. But I thought as long as we're talking about the new world of Henry St. Simon, that the New World Religion by Gary Kaw might be interesting to read. Now, of course, you know, this is so steeped in the Council for National Policy, you almost have to cut it with a butter knife. But nevertheless, you can't take away from this fellow's writing, Gary Kaw. All right? You can find his website up there. I think it's garykaw.org. Might be. But there is something here he talks about, laying the foundation, presuming one can view our world and its history as the rise and fall of nations, its wars and conflicts, its ever-changing ideas and philosophies as a crazy quilt of happenstance. Well, we'll find out it's not quite so after this.
Hey, how's that Franken food working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Across the sands of time, from the lands of Abraham to the lands of Julius Caesar, the medals of the earth were forged into the coin of the realm. Now you can own a piece of history with affordable ancient coins from the Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine eras. Guaranteed authentic by Janus Numismatics. Transport yourself to the distant past at TrustedCoins.com. That's TrustedCoins.com.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
So if we go back to the time of the French Revolution, the Restoration, the writings of Henry St. Simon, we found out about his new religion, this religion of Newton, Newtonian. They're looking for a guiding, single most guiding principle. Found it rather interesting that throughout this work, The New World Religion by Gary Kaw, he brings out some of the very same things. And then all of a sudden, once you understand the writings of Henry St. Simon and Auguste Comte and others, you start to see the relationship that's happening today. And whether you personally believe that there is or there isn't such a thing as a Lucifer or a Satan, whether you believe or you not disbelieve, whether or not, you know, Jesus is the Messiah and all that, you know, whether you're pro-Bible or anti-Bible, wherever you happen to stand, there are those people on this planet that do hold those kinds of views, and they are waging a war. They're striving for supremacy, all right? And so we've got, on the one hand, this government, this New World Order government. On the other side, just as St. Simon and Auguste Comte said, they understand, beyond a shadow of a doubt, the power and the influence of religion in this matrix. And they're willing to do anything they can do to triumph and develop this New World Religion. And this book lays it out in pretty careful terms. He goes into all manner and sundry thing, but he starts out here with this discussion of Helena Petrovna Blavatsky. And in her Secret Doctrine, she says that Eliphas spoke with unparalleled justice and irony when he wrote, "It is this pretended hero Satan of tenebrous eternities who, slanderously charged with ugliness, is decorated with horns and claws which would fit far better his implacable tormentor." She sums up her ideas on the devil, saying, "And now it stands proven that Satan or Satan or the red fiery dragon, the Lord of Phosphorus, Brimstone," was a theological improvement, "and Lucifer or light bearer is in us. It is our mind, our tempter and redeemer, our intelligent liberator and savior from pure animalism." Right? She goes on and she talks about more of that. Blavatsky believes she received her directions telepathically from the enlightened ones or initiated adepts, synonymous with spirit guides or masters. In occultism, an adept is one who has reached the stage of initiation and become a master in the science of esoteric philosophy, which is secret occult doctrines and practices. One would think that these teachings of a rebellious and depraved woman of the last century... We're hovering in, we're coming in closer now to Madame Blavatsky. We're looking at Annie Besant, we're looking at Madame de Stael, we're looking at the Savants, all of these various salons that they had set up over in France and elsewhere. But again, it's interesting to note from his jail cell shortly after the murder of Senator Robert Kennedy, Sirhan Sirhan, so there's a little bit of truth mixed in with a little bit of leaven here. Did Sirhan Sirhan squeeze the trigger on Kennedy or not? Requested a book by Blavatsky entitled The Manual for Revolution. In this particular book, she called for the assassination of national leaders as an instrument for revolution. Blavatsky's life was lived for revolution and the overthrow of the present social world order. You know, workers of the world unite and all that. Another well-known follower of Madame Blavatsky was Adolf Hitler, he says here. That's a questionable thing. You might want to check with Diana Spingola's work there. This evil revolutionary, see, so I'm just letting you know that there's a little bit of leaven in this lump here, kept a copy of the secret doctrines at his bedside. The margins of his copy were full of comments and notes in his own handwriting. And then he goes on, talks about Twisted Cross and other things like that, gets into the Uber mention, the Superman, and continues with that. They have a Theosophical Society logo here, which does include a reversed sundial, I guess you'd call it, the swastika. And it says, "There is no religion higher than truth." And they have a snail or a snake eating its tail. They also have the Mogan David, you know, the twin. It's the symbol that Israel uses everywhere, you know. It's two interlocking pyramids, according to the Theosophical Society. But anyway, they talk more about that. Unveiling the plan, jumping forward a little bit, he goes on this wise, I talk about Alice Bailey. Unfortunately, after Helena Blavatsky's work ended, others were eager and ready to pick up on a banner of spiritual deception and carry on. The next in line for a short term was Dr. Annie Besant from 1847 to 1933. So she was born just about the time that August Comte's writings were catching on. Drury's Dictionary of Mysticism and Occult describes her as, quote, "an English theosophist and social reformer." And so we can understand this English connection. The positivists of England got together and hired the gun, hired the pen, if you will, of Karl Mordecai Marx, son of the rabbi, and Friedrich Engels. All right, and they wrote the Communist Manifesto. It was basically just a paid-to-write deal. He then went on later and wrote the, Das Kapital, something different. But anyway, we're seeing a lot of that. You'll find the same. You've got the rise, if you will, of Sidney and Beatrice Webb, Lord and Lady Amberley, and the work that they did for women's suffrage and other things, the creation of Fabian socialism. But here, Annie Besant, an English theosophist and social reformer, who became president of the Theosophical Society in 1891, originally an intellectual force rather than a spiritual one, she experienced a dramatic illumination by making contact with the Tibetan Mahatma Master Moria and became his disciple. Dr. Besant was a leader in the co-Masonic movement and a prolific author. All right, and it continues. Although Annie Besant and her contemporary theosophical allies were extremely influential due to a series of scandals, the society's leadership underwent major changes. Eventually, Alice Bailey would emerge as the leading figure in this occult movement. And you can go through a lot, and he did, through all of this stuff. The talk about the Ascended Masters. In their own words, "the spiritual hierarchy of the earth is the aggregate of those of humanity who have triumphed over matter." Now, again, read the writings of Henry St. Simon. who have achieved the goal of self-mastery by the same path that individuals tread today. They are no longer centered in the individual consciousness, but have entered into the wider realization of the planetary group life. And for that, you can visit with Auguste Comte. He coined the term altruism, living for others, living for others. They work according to plan and are known as the custodians of the plan. So we have more systems and planning systems. The senior members of the hierarchy are the masters of wisdom. A master of wisdom is one who has, through self-mastery, achieved mastery of the whole field of human evolution. Having done so, his understanding is no longer limited or bounded by the human kingdom, but also encompasses that kingdom of pure consciousness termed the kingdom of souls. Because of an individual natural predisposition to certain lines of work, they each have a special contribution to make towards human progress in one of the seven major fields of work: political, religious, educational, scientific, philosophical, psychological, or economic. And so you can take something like that right out of theosophy, if you will, and see where we can find each of these various masters working in politics, in religion, educational, scientific, philosophical, psychological, or economic. See, they are planners, and they're full-spectrum system people, all right? Whereas we, oftentimes, you know, have no plans for next weekend and don't know whether to have a barbecue or go camping, you know? But these guys are a lot different than that. From the state of our world today, it looks as if these satanic spirits, again, you just take that with a grain of salt, have been quite busy. However, their success seems to be more in creating chaos than in bringing about genuine progress and peace. All right, creating chaos. Well, that's kind of Shabdayan. From the greatest evil can come the greatest good. New Age occultists refer to these spirits by a variety of names, including spirit guide, instructor, advisor, director, master, enlightened one, adept, initiated adept, hierarchy of initiates, spiritual hierarchy of the earth, planetary hierarchy, the Übermenschen, the custodians of the plan, basically ascended masters of wisdom. And as this book proceeds, he's going to close out on that element of things. And then he's going to, we go right into this, present occultism as a science. All right? The science, the religion of science, Henry St. Simon, presenting occultism as a science. They know they're going to have to create a new religion. They're going to have to dialogue us away from these old and arcane belief systems, Christianity, Islam, Judaism, Brahmanism, Jainism, and so on. And there's been many people involved in this. And there's a couple of them that are real big players. The followers of Carl Jung and Pierre Teilhard de Chardin come from among the educated, okay, academia, not necessarily your friend. Find out about Pierre Teilhard de Chardin and his influence and Carl Jung right after these words from our sponsors.
Introducing the world's first and only Swiss Gold Savings Plan, specifically designed to be simple and affordable for families worldwide. This is the best way to trade rapidly depreciating paper money for gold. Our product is 999.9% fine Kinnebar-grade gold ingots, refined in weights as small as 0.5 gram, and embedded into a protective card. Finally, everybody can afford to protect themselves with gold. And, best of all, you now have a zero-cost, zero-obligation, once-in-a-lifetime golden opportunity to earn true wealth by sharing this plan with others. Until now, available only to the Europeans, the program has just opened in the U.S. and Canada and is experiencing explosive growth. When you have everything to gain and nothing to lose, you owe it to yourself to at least check it out. For full details, please go to www.swissgoldbythegram.com or click on our banner ad on the oraclebroadcasting.com website. They say timing is everything, and your timing is perfect.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc, the home of cutting-edge talk radio. Online, worldwide, at OracleBroadcasting.com.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Thank you, Jeff Thomas, and welcome back to our Monday, Moon Day, August the 1st, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. Coming at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. The chat room can be found at becomevocallocal.com. Lots of chatters in there today. First hour went through a small basket of news and then went directly into our studies for today. Again, we're looking at this very interesting man, Henry St. Simon, and his influence on the planet. And we're in a book now, The New World Religion, written by Gary Kaw. And Gary was ahead of his time here, folks. I mean, he was knocking this stuff down a long time ago, 1999, writing this book. Now, a lot of people are just starting to catch up. But anyway, presenting occultism as a science. You know, there's a new religion on the planet. It's a universal religion. This is exactly what exactly what August Comte talked about in his Catechism for the Universal Religion of Humanity, that in the end, kind of giving away the end of the book, that in the end, the New World Religion would look surprisingly like Catholicism. That's right. The followers of Carl C. Jung and Pierre Teilhard de Chardin come from among the educated. And we talked about to the new sphere with Pierre Teilhard de Chardin when we were studying the symposium, 1955 symposium out of Princeton, Man's Role in Changing the Face of the Earth. This was months ago. It's in the archives. Pierre Teilhard de Chardin, a Jesuit, by the way. Carl Jung. Their disciples are among the most highly respected in the fields of psychology and philosophy and include leaders from the mainstream academic churches. Mainstream academic churches. All right. Then it goes on, talks about that a little bit. We covered Carl Jung briefly. Carl Jung was born in Kesswil, a small Swiss village on Lake Constance, on July the 26th of 1875. All right, these are all 19th century guys. The same year that Helena Blavatsky started the Theosophical Society, just to put this in perspective. And then it drops down. Let me go over here a little bit further. Don't really care too much about him, but he has had some impact. The Bible tells us that God's household is built on the foundation of the apostles and the prophets, with Christ Jesus himself as the chief cornerstone. You can find that in Ephesians 2:20 out of the New International Version. Watch that one, NIV studiers. Anyway, having rejected that cornerstone, Carl Jung built his philosophy upon a faulty foundation from the beginning. Tragically, thousands of people today study his teachings with almost a religious fervor and reverence. Carl Jung, the Jungians. The New Age movement, that's right, lots of them New Agers out there, even in our close proximity. The New Age movement, like Jung, bases its spiritual truth upon personal experience, not upon established fact and biblical truth. This experience is gained from going within. Right? Everybody's going within, right? That's right. Carl Jung's Institute in Switzerland, the mythical body of Carl Jung, so on and so forth. Dropping down a little bit. Jung's personal theology. For a period of about 6 years, Jung worked closely with Sigmund Freud. That'll give you an idea how twisted up that guy is. Although the works of Freud are more widely known, mainly because of his ideas on human sexuality, Carl Jung had the most influence on intellectuals embracing mysticism. And there was a whole gob and a bunch of that coming on. And some of these various organizations, these reading societies and reading rooms, you know, Toll House and others like that came along. Some of the Fabian socialists jumping the pond, coming to the United States, you know, all kinds of people. Well, I don't want to get into that, take us too far away. So let's go forward a little bit here. But we're looking at the C.G. Jung Bookstore of Los Angeles, Winter Review 1996-1997. And then they get into it, alchemy and astrology and occult matters. They talk about, you know, astrology. They've got a bunch of books offered for sale here, art and art therapy and sand play, so on and so forth. And when we come back from that, we're going to go into his obsession with evolution.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
With natural and man-made disasters and economic turmoil, if we don't get well prepared, we will most certainly regret it. Much of the storable food available is full of bad fats, salt, sugar, nutrient-poor refined food, and even MSG. In response, EnerHealth Botanicals have created our 40-day, 40-night, 100% organic preparedness pail. It's GMO-free, 10 to 20-year shelf life. The pail contains enough whole food and nutrition for one person to survive well for 40 days and nights, with recipes too. Some of the items need cooking, some can be eaten dry, while some can be soaked and sprouted. The pail includes organic rolled oats, millet, brown rice, green lentils, garbanzo beans, black beans, pinto beans, quinoa, pancake mix, non-fat powdered milk, sprout blend, sprouted sunflower seeds, organic inner food, chia seeds, miso powder, and a Cajun spice blend to give some flavor to your meals. This is 100% organic. This is the way to get prepared. Call today, 866-762-9238, or go to enerfood.com.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And so let's continue along and understand this, folks, where we're heading in all of this discussion, especially this new world religion. If you think about it from the standpoint of the United Nations on one side and the United Religions on the other, the World Council of Churches, you'll start to get an understanding of where we're going. That there is just like August Comte, you know, he had his system of positive philosophy. He had his system of positive polity, that's politics, and he had his system of positive religion. It's a triune system, diabolical in nature, all-encompassing, and capable of taking down the planet and bringing us under this dictatorship of the captains set up by the captains of finance and industry, whether that be Jeffrey Immelt and Lloyd Blankfein or Jamie Dimon or whomever. All right, the captains of finance, banking, and industry, corporate industry, ruling the world but through their appointed dictator. And the appointed dictator would be supported in all the things he did by a cadre of super social scientists, all right? The bank would be the temple, and woman would be the goddess. Now, one thing that Auguste Comte never developed was who the woman was, right? But we can think of Mother Earth as being the ultimate woman in this system. So let's go into it a little bit further again. Here says, is it any wonder that so many people, young people, this is Gary Carr writing now, is it any wonder that so many young people go off to college and find that their faith challenged and often shattered by this pseudo-academic atmosphere? You know, so young boys and girls go off there, you know, as deceived as they might be, you know, they come out, they're Mormons and they're Baptists and they're Catholics and they're, you know, Episcopalian and they're every brand and stripe under that. They go to school, and they get there, and then their whole paradigm is turned upside down and inside out. Why? Well, because it's academia. Of course, it would be amazing if any young person was able to get through kindergarten up and still hold anything that their parents had in their minds these days. Under the guise of psychology, occult concepts have gained acceptance as being legitimate scientific principles. Here, occultism is increasingly moving forward in the name of psychology and the human sciences. Jung, Carl Jung now, ideas have appealed to those who are discontent with Western society. Of course, every generation is discontent. That's the whole nature of the beast. You couldn't get your children to move away from home if they were just all happy-dappy and slappy with mammy and pappy, you know? It's just kind of the way it is. We revolt against our parents and we're most similar to our grandparents. So we're always discontent with Western society and its modes of exploration and who seek to expand their self-understanding by studying Eastern thought. And every generation thinks that they're new on this. You know, they get involved in meditation and all this other stuff. And you got the patchouli incense burning, you know, and they got the red lights in the house. And so, anyway, his concept of God as revealing himself through the collective unconscious, key word there, the collective unconscious, is particularly attractive to theologians who seek a more relevant articulation of traditional theistic concepts. Jung's thinking complements the recent interest in the East, all right? You get a lot of people that are, you know, going on, getting into that meditation thing, following all the Eastern mysticism. And so a lot of that was influenced by Jung. Now, let's drop into Pierre Teilhard de Chardin, another thinker, another stinking thinker, who has been practically immortalized by the New Age political and religious leaders, is Pierre Teilhard de Chardin. And so sometimes people, you know, they follow along on these various isms, they have no idea. They haven't been listening to Become Vocal Local, and they don't realize that before you embark on an ism, probably one of the best things you could do is to find out if you just dig in, almost every ism has a founder. And so if you dig into that and look on the internet and do all your book work at the library, you might just discover that there is a founder. And in fact, not only is there a founder, but if you continue to dig, you'll find their faith statement. And so if you know who the founder of an ism is and you read their faith statement, then you can start to understand whether or not this is an ism you want to associate yourself with or not. But Pierre Teilhard de Chardin, born on May the 1st of 1881 in Sarcenat, France, he came from a traditional Catholic family, the fourth of 11 children. His father, Emmanuel, took pleasure in teaching his children how to understand and appreciate natural history, so it's easy to understand how Teilhard became interested in the study of geology at an early age. Right? Drop down a little bit. Evolution became the passion of Teilhard's life. Such as they begin in error, they can't help but to end in error. But anyway, evolution became the passion of Teilhard's life. Because of his eventual far-reaching influence, a growing number of unprepared Christian leaders would conform and subjugate themselves to this supreme belief. As a Jesuit priest, and we could go into the Jesuit oath if you want, Teilhard would always pursue his first love, which was the blending of physical and spiritual worlds under the banner of evolution. Now, Teilhard de Chardin has had a profound impact, not only on the world, but through the United Nations, and a man named Robert Mueller, on everything in our lives, whether we knew it or didn't. Chardin was a pantheist, they say here, and that's, you know, questionable, but this is what this author, again, remember, Gary Kaw, very strong in his Christian faith. He's revealing this evil, all right, Satan Luciferic system. All right, he's got every right to do it, and he does it well. As mentioned earlier, a pantheist is one who sees the universe as the one and only reality and calls this God. Now, there's many definitions available for pantheism. I'll leave it to you to study one up for yourself. But according to this theology, the earth itself, as well as man, is divine. All right? So it's God within. But we are little pieces of God, and everything is God. And there's as much God in a concrete block as there is in an oak tree, as there is in a man or an armadillo. Right? We're all God. We're all divine. Many of Chardin's statements reflected this view of existence. He spoke about loving, adoring, and serving the earth in the same way many Christians would speak about loving God. He once said, quote, "I want to love Christ with all my strength in the very act of loving the universe. Besides communion with the earth, is there not also communion with God in and through the earth?" Right? Remember, this Gaia worship stuff is going to come on stronger and stronger. Teilhard Chardin's theology diverged so far from biblical teaching that in 1957, the Catholic Holy Office, in a surprise move, decreed that his works must be withdrawn from libraries, seminaries, and religious institutions. You see, and they did that with the writings of Henry St. Simon as well, recall. In 1962, the office issued a further warning to bishops, rectors of seminaries, and presidents of universities to protect the minds of their faithful against the heresies of Chardin's teachings, but unfortunately, his teachings were too powerful, and they made great hay. Today, his pantheistic ideas on evolution have gained acceptance among many Catholic leaders, including Pope John Paul II. Chardin is being hailed in progressive Catholic circles as the greatest religious thinker and a scientific genius. However, his influence goes far beyond Catholic circles, as evidenced by the fact that he is the most widely read author in the New Age movement. In our local New Age bookstores, there is a display of bookmarks near the cash register with 10 famous occult leaders pictured on them. Chardin is one of them. And in the Aquarian Conspiracy, arguably the most important and comprehensive modern work on the New Age movement written by a New Ager, there are at least 16 different references to Pierre Teilhard de Chardin. Right? Then he gets into his political influence. He talks about Mario Cuomo, Zbigniew Brzezinski. And we come into Robert Mueller, and he's the guy I want to talk about a little bit.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait. There's more.
You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a Failed Economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a Failed Economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Across the sands of time, from the lands of Abraham to the lands of Julius Caesar, the middles of the earth were forged into the coin of the realm. Now you can own a piece of history with affordable ancient coins from the Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine eras. Guaranteed authentic by Janus Numismatics. Transport yourself to the distant past at TrustedCoins.com. That's TrustedCoins.com.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
Radio X, with your host, Jimmy X.
Sundays at noon on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Of course, in a time allowed, we really have to just kind of fly over some of this material, you know, but I don't want to spend too much time on another 10, this segment maybe, and then we're going to go back to St. Simon and other works here, because I've got so many, we could just go for hours and days. But, you know, for all of those of you that have been following the work of Lee Rogers and his exposés, I guess you could say, with the Council for National Policy, you know, we're right in on top of this now, and there's always an obverse and a reverse to every coin. For every action is a reaction. Some might, you know, look at the Council for National Policy as a reaction against this, all right? Anybody that's followed Tim LaHaye, you know, that they're really opposed to humanism and pantheism in general, and that they're working diligently and trying to build a political coalition to block this sort of stuff. And we see some of that coalition manifesting itself in the Tea Party today, all right? But anyway, political influence, Chardin, Chardin made his presence felt in American politics as well. Mario Cuomo, former Democratic governor of New York, reads Chardin's works and gives copies of his books as gifts to interested friends. Cuomo was at one time interested to be the leading contender for U.S. presidency. He remains very active on the political scene. Again, Gary Carr writing this in the 90s, all right? Not really, you know, completely ahead of his time. But for all of those of you that have followed the work of the John Birch Society, of the advance, if you will, of the Council for National Policy and the many people that are involved with them, this book is, you know, one of those of theirs. You know, it's the way to go. Anyway, again, Mario Cuomo. Next, trilateralist Zbigniew Brzezinski, another admirer of Chardin. In his book, Between Two Ages, he quotes Chardin as saying, "Monstrous as it is, It is not modern totalitarianism really the distortion of something magnificent and thus quite near to the truth?" Brzezinski served for many years as the National Security Advisor to President Jimmy Carter and continues to be a powerful voice in the pro-UN world government lobby, all right, pro-United Nations. Of course, if you take a look and see what all the United Nations has been to very busily since the usurper stepped into office, you'll see that this is the time of the United Nations really taking a lot of making a lot of strides. Again, Brzezinski. Here's another one. Robert Mueller, the New Age lawyer, economist, and former UN Assistant Secretary General. Now, Robert Mueller is going to become very important in this study. And we'll keep coming back to this book throughout the week as we continue our study of St. Simon and August Comte. Positivism is what we're looking at. But the New Age lawyer, economist, and former UN Assistant Secretary General became a follower of Chardin through his associations at the United Nations. In his book, New Genesis, Shaping a Global Spirituality. Of course, he's a Blavatsky fan, too. Anyway, he tells of his spiritual growth in a chapter entitled My Five Teal Hardian Enlightenments. Entity states, now after a third of a century of service with the United Nations, I can unequivocally say that much of what I observed in the world bears out the all-encompassing, global, forward-looking philosophy of Teilhard de Chardin. Muller claims that Teilhard viewed the UN as the institutional embodiment of his vision. And again, back to St. Simon, again, throughout his writings, the proposition is self-evident that if a man failed to choose the right side in the great conflicts of his time, he would be guilty of the most heinous crime against humanity, for he would thereby be impeding the movement of progress. Progress, growth, and change. Progress, change, change. So we have to ask ourselves, who's on the right side of this discussion? Two sides of every coin, all right? So on the United Nations side, we have Teilhard de Chardin being exceedingly influential. Chardin has influenced U.S. Vice President, President Al Gore as well. In his popular book, Earth in the Balance, Ecology and the Human Spirit, Gore remarks, quote, the religious ethic of stewardship is indeed harder to accept if one believes the world is in danger of being destroyed by either God or humankind. Remember our studies. And of FEMA, the multi-jurisdictional all-hazard mitigation planning system and comprehensive planning and zoning and the various building codes advanced by the International Code Council. Funny, isn't it? All these broadcasts work together. One by one by one. One plank, one plank, one plank. But again, this is this idea of this multi-jurisdictional all-hazard. In other words, it's an all-hazard. Man-made, natural and man-made disasters, catastrophes, as Rob Schroeder would say. By either God or humankind. This point was made by the Catholic theologian Teilhard de Chardin. You think that the FEMA has been influenced by this philosophy as well? The fate of mankind, as well as religion, depends upon the emergence of a new faith in the future. That's the promotion of a culture of safety, the safety cult. Lots of cults when you start digging into these cretins. Armed with such a faith, we might find it possible to re-sanctify the earth, identify it as God's creation. Good God, Al, wake up. And accept our responsibility now to protect and defend it. Who's the danger here? Well, of course, it's you and I, my friends. It's you and I. We have to protect Mother Gaia from man. Although Gore is a professing Baptist, his beliefs draw heavily upon the Chardinian philosophy and are more in line with pantheism than Christianity. These are just a few of the powerful world figures who've been influenced by Chardin's teaching. Stepped in pantheism, while Carl Jung conceived his ideas of the collective unconsciousness or the race mind by going within to the underground caverns of his own psyche, Chardin looked to the outside world to formulate a similar theology. He looked at people, history, and the environment around him and discovered what he called the noosphere. This was his name for a vast global envelope of consciousness and shared thought he believed surrounded the planet. Now, into the more moderns, think of the articles that we shared on the planetary skin. Planetary skin. To find out more about that, you can visit Vicki Davis's website, www.channelingreality.com. Planetary skin. Excuse me. You can also look in the archives for Become Vocal Local for the articles on that. Continuing, he says, according to Jung and Chardin, we are not unique individuals responsible for our own independent thoughts and choices, nor are we accountable to a personal God for those thoughts and choices. Rather, we are all part of a vast, living, evolving organism, a global brain that encompasses all of humanity and is God. This is the very essence of their pantheistic religion. Chardin stubbornly sought to merge his views of an evolving Christ with his ideas of a sacred earth. Christian doctrine suffered greatly as a consequence. The author of Hebrews made it clear that Christ is not an evolving entity, the same yesterday, today, and forever. Drop down a little bit further here. Chardin's reverence, on the other hand, was directed toward the earth itself. He turned created matter into an idol and then worshipped that idol. His philosophy worships the created, not the creator. Right. Interestingly, any study of witchcraft or magic, white or black, will show the connection of its occult practices to the worship of the forces of nature. Witches or Wiccans believe they derive their spiritual power from a mystical relationship with the earth. They live by the rhythms of the earth, the moon, and the planets. Lucis Trust is just one of the many organizations that promote full moon meditations. The terms Mother Earth and Mother Nature are commonly used in these modern Earth and Goddess worshiping circles. So just be very careful. All right? These ideas have also become popular in the feminist movement. In the National Organization of Women now, they have held conferences promoting such pagan occult concepts. For example, at their 20th annual conference held in Denver in June of 1986, one of their workshops was entitled Feminist Spirituality, The Goddess Returns. Remember, August Comte. And woman would be the goddess. Man shall worship woman. These groups feel quite comfortable with many of the spiritual teachings of Teilhard Chardin. A growing number of institutions are devoting their efforts to promoting these teachings of false hope. They include the Teilhard Center for Future of Man, located in London, a special Teilhard Foundation in Boulder, Colorado, and a foundation in Paris dedicated to the study of Chardin's works. We'll be right back. Your calls are welcome.
Talk radio, you found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Introducing the world's first and only Swiss Gold Savings Plan, specifically designed to be simple and affordable for families worldwide. This is the best way to trade rapidly depreciating paper money for gold. Our product is 999.9% fine Kinnebar-grade gold ingots, refined in weights as small as 0.5 gram and embedded into a protective card. Finally, everybody can afford to protect themselves with gold. And, best of all, you now have a zero-cost, zero-obligation, once-in-a-lifetime golden opportunity to earn true wealth by sharing this plan with others. Until now, available only to the Europeans, the program has just opened in the U.S. and Canada and is experiencing explosive growth. When you have everything to gain and nothing to lose, you owe it to yourself to at least check it out. For full details, please go to www.SwissGoldByTheGram.com or click on our banner ad on the OracleBroadcasting.com website. They say timing is everything, and your timing is perfect.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the Internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And, of course, contemporary with all of these men, there is also William Ernest Hawking teaching the philosophy at Harvard, darling, professor of philosophy in Harvard. Human Nature and Its Remaking, William Ernest Hawking, looking at his book here, 1918, copyright, original edition on my, I have the new and revised 1923 edition here on my desk, right? Radio table. Chapter 4, now let's close out Chapter 3, we gave you a little bit of it before. Now let's go right here. This may be a case of the usual indifference of religion to progress. Progress, you see? Whether you're reading Teilhard de Chardin, whether you're reading Brzezinski, no matter where you look, you're going to go into academia, you're going to find a continuation of these various memes. You can't escape it. You're born, somebody hands you a computer card, they punch in your card, they hand it back to you when you graduate from high school, and you're so confused, it's all punched and torn and tattered. You don't know which way to go. Hardly will work in a computer anymore. But again, this may be a case of the usual indifference of religion to progress, but more probably it is a deliberate rejection of the view that the born part of man is decisive. Religion declines to limit the moral possibility of human nature. Thus, in the world of practical endeavor, as in the world of theory, the two extreme positions in the problem of possibility still confront one another. One might suppose, since the question is a practical one, that experience would long ago have settled this matter, and probably, if experience could have settled the matter, it would have been settled long ago. For after all, how would you judge from experience what the possibilities of human nature are? All the remaking agencies, religion added, have failed to make a world of saints or any resemblance thereof true, but they have made some saints. In a question of what is possible, negative experience counts for nothing, if there is but a single positive success. As for the rest, their failure may indeed be due to the incapacity of average human nature. But there are many other conceivable reasons for it, such as lack of effort, lack of faith, political pessimism itself, and finally, a lack of wish, or we could say lackawanna. Is it altogether certain that the saint of history is the one human success and hence the pattern for all mankind? To the coldly political eye, his leaven seems to lose much of its distinction as it spreads through the lump, as if the role hardly fitted the majority. Indeed, those who pursue to the end the counsels of perfection tear away from the mass, and the best examples stand in splendid isolation. May it not be true that the goal of character, which seems possible only to the few, is closed to the many, only because they cannot be brought wholly to desire it? A revised conception of what is desirable may bring a revised view of what is possible. All right? So what changes are desirable? Liberation versus Discipline, Chapter 4. Of all the doubts that invade our primitive assurance, the last to arise and the most disconcerting is the doubt whether we know what we want. As I've talked about it in the past, take out a piece of paper, draw a line from the top to the bottom, right down the middle. On one side, head that column up, everything I ever wanted. And on the other side of the page, head that column up, everything I ever needed. And make an examination, you know, do a checkup from the neck up of your own life. The difference between the things in this world that you need and the things in this world that you want. Again, doubt whether we know what we want. We inhale our ideas as we accept our mother tongue, and so great is the momentum of the vocabulary of laudation that it is long before we discover that not all eulogistic epithets can be embodied in one being, not even in a god. Not even in a god. In this unavowed condition of groping ignorance, mankind has made, equally unavowed, use of certain guiding principles. Again, back to St. Simon, looking for that one guiding principle, gravity in his case, among which is this, that if anything is impossible, it is not wholly desirable. Ideas are attainable. Ergo, what is not attainable is not an ideal. If it's beyond your reach, oh, I can't do that. No one in my family's ever done that. That's not like me. Every failure to impress a nominal ideal upon human nature, therefore, works two ways. It strengthens the critics of human nature, the legislative pessimists, and the rest. But it also casts doubts upon the validity of the nominal ideal. Men who, in quest of such ideals, have submitted to much discipline, sometimes have come to rebel. Not because they've reached their limit, but because the friction of the process has led them to suspect the authority of the goal. And he goes on here and talks about Buddha. All right? Again, it's this Eastern mysticism creeping in at the highest levels of academia. And down below it says, follow nature may not be a truer guide to a wholly desirable human quality. There have been eras in history, eras of liberation, when the general voice of this average man has set itself against the tyranny of prevailing discipline. There have been eras like the Renaissance, in which the hypocritical seams in the traditional straitjackets have become especially visible, as well as the too-interested character of the profession that men are free to become what they are commanded to become. You know, free. But every age has its party and its prophet of liberation. It's Rousseau, it's Schlegel, it's Whitman, it's Nietzsche. Prophets always more or less philosophical and sometimes political as well. The principle of the liberator is follow thine own inner nature, express thyself. Or as Aleister Crowley was known to say, do as thou wilt, for it's the whole of the law. Right? As a legislator, he is anything but a pessimist. Not because he thinks that the older discipline is possible, but because he thinks that whatever ought to be is possible, and that merely a minimum of discipline ought to be. So it's always order out of chaos. Okay. So back to the discussion here, man before history, St. Simon. A lot to be said in here. Man is a free creature for St. Simon, right? Part by part, piece by piece, line upon line, precept upon precept, it all works together. Man is a free creature for St. Simon, and he can either accelerate or retard the evolution of society. Now, writing prior to Desjardins. This is, in fact, both the scope and the definition of his freedom, that man can either accelerate or retard the evolution of society. As a generality, the good men are identifiable as those who contribute to the speeding up of the historical process, and evil as those who cause it to drag. So I would imagine, in St. Simon's eyes, I would be quite the evil guy. I'm throwing the boat anchor out, and I'm asking for us to think before we leap off the edge here. All right? I'm not interested in speeding up the historical process, so I would become an evil as those who cause it to drag. There is an implied virtue in the historical process achieving its next station on its ascent to felicity as fast as possible. It's, we ain't moving fast enough, baby. You know, pedal to the metal. To hell with thinking, right? The historical process moved its inevitable way, but individual man had a limited power to affect the temple, no matter how the globalists desire it. No matter how the Lucis Trust people want it, no matter how much the Robert Mueller people want to have a united religion, humankind moves slower than that. We just don't go at that tempo, all right? The historical process moved its inevitable way, but individual man had a limited power to affect the tempo. Maybe that was by design. There is no fixed timetable in history. And St. Simon did not venture to prophecy when specific changes would take place. I don't know when it's going to happen, but I know it will happen. We've heard that used on 1,000 applications. The doctrine even allows for setbacks when the anti-progressive elements in society were, for a variety of ephemeral reasons, temporarily in power. But these minor deviations in the flow of the mainstream cannot alter its general direction. So it's like the juggernaut rolling forward, crushing everyone underneath his feet. The images of the war of good men with anti-historic forces never lose their Christian overtones in St. Simon or in other philosophers of history. The moral man could not be a mere contemplator. So we say, you know, knowledge, yeah, it's powerful. But it really becomes powerful when you combine your knowledge with action. The moral man cannot be a mere contemplator. There's thinkers, there's loafers, and there's doers. And you can think and think and think and think and think. But until you actually act on something, until you can combine your thinking with a doer, you're not going to get very far. That's why there's loafers. As I've shared in the past, the loafers know the thinkers. The loafers also know the doers. And the loafers take the best ideas from the thinkers, and they find a doer that can do it. And it's always the loafer that rises to the top like cream on the barrel. The moral man cannot be a mere contemplator of the historical process. He had to add action to his discernment of the true course of history. So we have the Agenda 21, the program of action, sustainable development, 21st century.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the members' stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
With natural and man-made disasters and economic turmoil, if we don't get well prepared, we will most certainly regret it. Much of the storable food available is full of bad fats, salt, sugar, nutrient-poor refined food, and even MSG. In response, EnerHealth Botanicals have created our 40-day, 40-night, 100% organic preparedness pail. It's GMO-free, 10 to 20-year shelf life. The pail contains enough whole food and nutrition for one person to survive well for 40 days and nights, with recipes too. Some of the items need cooking, some can be eaten dry, while some can be soaked and sprouted. The pail includes organic rolled oats, millet, brown rice, green lentils, garbanzo beans, black beans, pinto beans, quinoa, pancake mix, non-fat powdered milk, sprout blend, sprouted sunflower seeds, organic inner food, chia seeds, miso powder, and a Cajun spice blend to give some flavor to your meals. This is 100% organic. This is the way to get prepared. Call today, 866-762-9238, or go to enerfood.com.
At hempusa.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our Microplant Powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant Powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
Live Free or Die Radio with Lee Rogers, the most dangerous talk show in America.
Weekdays at 9 p.m. Central on Oracle Broadcasting.
So again, for St. Simon, as for so many people that have left a mark on this planet, the moral man cannot be a mere contemplator of the historical process. He has to add action to his discernment of the true course of history. Mere knowledge of the historical trend would produce an indifferent man, incapable of either good or evil. I like to call that the paralysis of analysis. He would be a neutral, a creature who might just as well not have been born. The moral man must labor passionately in the direction of progress, and to Thomas Jefferson, out of the book Light and Liberty, Reflections on the Pursuit of Happiness by Eric Peterson, writes this, of the public transactions, this Jefferson now, of the public transactions in which I have become a part, I've kept no narrative with a view to history. In other words, he wasn't a chronicler. A life of constant action leaves no time for recording. Our duty is to act upon things as they are and to make a reasonable provision for whatever they may be. And then he says, never put off till tomorrow what you can do today. Right? I heard that a long, long time ago when I was young. And I added to it, never put off till tomorrow what you can do today. And I add, because if you do it today and like it, you can sometimes do it again tomorrow. So you never put off till tomorrow what you can do today. But the moral man must labor passionately in the direction of progress. Again, progress, growth, and change. Here, enthusiasm, Thomas Jefferson. We contemplate this rapid growth and the prospect it holds up to us. Now, these are contemporary, St. Simon and Thomas Jefferson. We contemplate this rapid growth and the prospect it holds up to us, not with a view to the injuries that it may enable us to do to others in some future day, but to the settlement of this extensive country still remaining vacant within our limits, to the multiplication of men susceptible of happiness, educated in the love of order, habituated to self-government, and valuing its blessings above all. And he writes, I hope you will have good sense enough to disregard those foolish predictions that the world is to be at an end soon. You see, even in his time, Thomas Jefferson, they had the end times folk. The Almighty has never made known to anybody at what time he created it, nor will he tell anybody when he will put it to an end to it, if he ever means to do it. As to preparations for the event, the best is for you always to be prepared for it. The only way to be so is to never say or do a bad thing. Nature will not give you a second life wherein to atone for the omissions in this one. In other words, never put off until tomorrow what you can do today. Again, dropping down a bit further, mankind somehow had managed to conform to a fundamental pattern of progressive developments even before individual men awakened to what was taking place. Let's drop down a little bit further here and talk about Karl Mordecai Marx. But before we get there here, let's get this one. But the new historical consciousness of modern times could significantly alter the tempo of progress. And that was no mean tower. The work of the philosopher, and above all the philosopher of history, was itself action which influenced the world in a profound sense. Quote, the philosopher places himself at the summit of thought. From there he views the world as it has been and as it must become. You know, we talk about this all the time. This notion of very carefully researching our past, the history. And then we look forward into the future, and I like to think of a future of greater and greater measures of freedom and less tyranny and despotic control. And yet we need to understand and realize that we always find ourselves in the present. It's like running out to the end of a springboard, a diving board. And you leap up into the air and you drop down on there with your feet just in the right place. The board takes the full impact and then it rebounds. And just as your toes come off the edge of the diving board, you begin to fall forward into future in that perpetual dive. And our lives are lived like that, just coming off the board, all of that momentum of the past, projecting us and propelling us into the future. Again, from there, he views the world as it had been and as it must become, right at the end of that board. He's not only an observer, he's an actor. He is an actor of the first rank in the moral world because it is his opinions on what the world must become which regulates human society. Back to Muller and this United Nations and this United Religions. They thought, Muller thought, and Chardin and the others, they thought that surely if a United Nations would be that organic body, that government of the world, then surely from the same head could come a United Religions. The United Religions. And so we have the World Council of Churches. And we have many others out there at work. And we're going to come back to that in the future. St. Simon's conception of the relations of man and history was expressed with rare precision in one of his manuscripts he left behind in 1812. He proclaimed himself at once an activist and a determinist, a posture he assumed in common with both Calvin, his antecedent, and Marx, his successor. Here's a quote. In the development of the sciences and arts, the human spirit follows a predetermined course. Now, we've talked about these consensus meetings, dialogue to consensus, dialogue towards a predetermined outcome. But in the development of the sciences and the arts, the human spirit follows a predetermined course. Now, there's some Calvinism in that, predestination. which is superior to the greatest intellectual forces, which appear only as instruments destined to produce successive discoveries at given times. Although this force derives from us, it is no more in our power to escape its influence or to master its actions than it is to change at our pleasure the primitive impulse which makes our planet circulate around the sun. So there's certain things that are just going to develop in your life, according to St. Simon, along the lines of Calvin. Secondary effects alone are subject to dependence on us. All we can do is to obey this law, our veritable providence, with understanding, taking into account the course which it prescribes for us instead of being blindly pushed by it. And, let it be said in passing, it is precisely in this that the greatest philosophical improvements of the present epoch will consist. So things are revealed to these Blavatskys and the others. And then they speak. And then they alter the course of history. In the Bible, in Genesis 1, in the beginning, God created. That's Bereshis Bara Elohim. Anyway, but in the beginning. And how did all that creation happen? God said, let there be light. And there was light. It was spoken into existence. It wells up inside us. It comes out of our mouths. You know, like they say in a two-year-old, whatever pops into the mind of a two-year-old pops out of the mouth of the two-year-old rather quickly. And the same can be said for philosophers, Chardin and the rest of them. But once it pops out of your mouth, it changes everything around you. You speak it into existence. So we have a universal church, the universal religion of humanity, Auguste Comte. The universal Catholic universal church. We could read it to you right out of the Jesuit oath. Man's history on earth not only had a plan, it had a purpose. It was not a mere sequence of accidents or a wild juggling of atoms which formed ever new configurations without meaning. Nature's goal was the increasing happiness of mankind on earth. You see, Thomas Jefferson, The Pursuit of Happiness, Henry St. Simon, Man's Goal. Was the progressive in the universe, the universalization, key word there, of happiness since the beginning of time. St. Simon set himself the task of identifying the signs of this progress in the chaos of history, order out of chaos, of seeking out its hidden laws, right, Newtonians, and of teaching mankind tactical measures for accelerating progress and hastening the coming of the new, capital N, new day. The new day. The key to the attainment of future general progress, not merely scientific progress, lay in an understanding of the true nature and direction of history. And so it's like a projection, it's a trend line in economics. And knowing where you have come in the past, and you draw your line straight on your charts, you project and look at the future. Of course, the way of us, the chartists, are often wrong. And so are the philosophers and the political scientists. The factual narrative of the rise and fall of states, empires and their rulers, traditional history, had no significance. Saint-Simon clung to the deluded opinion that he was the discoverer of the hitherto unknown science of history or philosophical history, the only serious history. And you said Al Gore has the same kind of delusions. Chardin had his delusions as well. Carl Jung had his delusions. Everybody gets into their illusions and delusions. But unfortunately, its reality, the triumphs, ultimately. He sturdily contended that history was not a branch of literature and that it could not be written without formal scientific training. And we'll get into more of St. Simon and his history and Jefferson and others in the future. Thanks for listening. I'll be back again tomorrow. Until the next time, good day.
Taking it back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait.
There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to libertystickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. Libertystickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Across the sands of time, from the lands of Abraham to the lands of Julius Caesar, the meadows of the earth were forged into the coin of the realm. Now you can own a piece of history with affordable ancient coins from the Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine eras, guaranteed authentic by Janus Numismatics. Transport yourself to the distant past at TrustedCoins.com. That's TrustedCoins.com.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is Oracle Broadcasting.com.